Hello, yes, it's me, back by popular demand, or just one demand, really. But yeah, I'm busy sitting here, looking out the window, writing away. Okay, I'm sitting here looking out the window. The actual writing, I've stalled a little bit. I've got the ideas jumbling around in my head, but I'm still trying to get them together in something cohesive that works. But don't worry, I will be putting something out. But today, I thought I've got to post something just to commemorate the fact that it's 200 years since Charles Dickens was born. And there's celebrations going on all over the place about it. I do believe even Ralph Fiennes is going to be standing up and doing a reading. Sounds fantastic to me. Yeah. I mean, 200 years, 200 years, and you're still remembered. Will anyone remember me in 200 years? Maybe if I owed money, they probably would, but yeah. Nah, I mean, Charles Dickens, some great books. But what always fascinated me was his last one, the Mystery of Edwin Drood, because it was unfinished. It was a murder mystery, and it was unfinished. He never got to tell us who the killer was. Couldn't you imagine? Could you imagine like an Agatha Christie or something like that, where she wrote a book, but we didn't find out who the killer was? I mean, it's just ridiculous. But I know there's sort of been lots of adaptations. I think one recently now trying to work out who actually killed Edwin Drood. Now, I have my own opinion on this, and I think I might know where old Charlie Boy was going with this. Yeah, that's right. The killer, space aliens. That's right. Space aliens killed Edwin Drood. That's it. That's put that answer to rest. You reread the book now, and it will actually make complete sense. Whereas before, it's like, well, it's a murder mystery, and I know that it's going to finish in a minute, and it's going to finish halfway through a sentence, and I'm not going to know who the killer is. But space aliens. Take my word for it. Take my word for it. Space aliens. Ah, now I'm going to go back and try and do some writing and see if I can write something that may one day put me up into the pantheon of great writers, or at least something to fill the time with. But I leave you now and speak to you again soon. Ta-ta.